Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about scents and smells and two best friends who love to smell.
Yes.
We're going to nail that one day.
That's fine. We've already nailed it.
As you can probably hear, I'm congested as fuck.
Oh, no.
Fighting for my life with amoxicillin and steroids. It's sinus season, ladies. I will give you a de-influenced moment. Do not use the Wizard Wellness sinus rinse because it gave me a sinus infection.
Oh my God. Were you using it too much?
No, I literally used one time.
Oh my God.
I was really pumped because it's a new allergy-focused brand. Mm-hmm. It's like sinus care is under thought. And I was like, it is under thought. And they had really cute package, like almost like Capri Sun pouches of sinus rinse, which is amazing for travel too. And yeah. I was like, oh, I've always been thinking it's so annoying to travel with a neti pot.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I used it, it just stung so bad.
Oh no.
And I immediately became so inflamed and congested. And then from then on, I just had a sinus infection. I was like, great.
Fuck.
Thanks
can
a
you
lot.
Can you smell anything?
I can smell a little bit, yeah, because okay. I'm on so much antihistamines and
great
and steroids and antibiotics right now.
This episode brought to you by drugs.
Drugs. Do them at your discretion.
Okay, don't do drugs, please. We are sitting in front of
a bounty
of new perfumes. A lot of them I'm like really interested and excited to talk about.
Yes.
These I think specifically, but we'll get to those out in a minute. Did you go to anything this week?
No.
Yeah.
No. I actually, there were no events this week. I had nothing to do in the evenings, and it was just like the nicest thing to be like, wait, I can just have couch time by myself. I love this. It's my favorite time.
Sounds like my nightmare.
I had the 4 allotted hours I needed to do my nails.
They look great.
It takes a whole night, but I got them done.
I accidentally got another clean girl manicure. This happens like every other time.
Wait, let me see. They're so pretty though.
They are.
It's just like, okay, so I'm looking at a sheer ballet slipper pink, yeah, but like kind of milky opaque.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's so boring, but it works. Like, but girl, it works.
In my defense, on like the, God, fuck this podcast. in my defense, like on the, like in the little nail book, it was like, yeah, an iridescent pink.
Oh.
Like multidimensional. Yeah. It's like when you fuck up the chrome powder,
so you can
still see, mm-hmm, the glitter, mm-hmm, like really fine glitter. It was like that. And I was like, ooh, like iridescent moment. And then, yeah, she was doing them. And I was like, this is bubble bath, but you know, it's fine.
Do you say something though, when your nail artist, you're not happy with it?
No, absolutely not.
Nobody does.
Well, in their defense, they'll always ask. Like, is this right?
Good,
and like,
good.
I realized that she was applying what I chose. And I was like, I'm not going back. It's fine. They are pretty. It's just, here I am. Yes. Every other manicure I get, I walk up with the same fucking bullshit that I didn't want, but it's okay.
Literally, everyone I knew who gets their nails done, they're like, it was like this, but it's not exactly what I wanted. And I was like, what is going on, you guys?
Usually I'm happy. I'm easy to please. If I'm getting a manicure, I'm happy. Who cares?
Fair.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair. Manicure is like, it's just one expense that I personally, I'm just like, I cannot spend like $50+ for like 2 weeks of diminishing nice nails. Because at the end of the 2 weeks, they're not going to be as nice as they were when you first got them.
I don't know. Those gels, but, girl.
Yeah. Also, I like to pick them off, which you're not supposed to do.
I
so I can't do gels.
Yeah.
I do gels on myself, but I do a peel off base.
That's smart.
Which is, yeah, a total game changer, honestly. I also have naturally very strong nails, so they can take that.
I noticed that the Fragrance Foundation Awards, like,
luncheon
was this week.
Yeah.
So the awards are upon us.
Rigged.
I wonder if we've been not, oh my God. I was just gonna say, I wonder if we've been banned, and then you call them rigged. Now we are banned.
I'm honestly okay with being banned by the Fragrance Foundation, because what do you do?
Stop. I'll be there whether you like it or not, Linda. See you this summer.
I love how we went last year and as they're announcing the nominees and I just kept calling out every wrong winner every time. And I was like, oh, okay.
I actually really enjoyed it. I didn't know what we were walking into, but I shout out to Emma Vernon from Perfume Room. She was like, you need to go. Why would you not go? Like, why have you been invited and not attended? And I was like, I don't know, Emma. So it was the highlight of my
I never... summer. I always, I don't know what it is, but I just like don't care to go to an event.
We are aware, Sable. Yes.
Well, for instance, this past week, my boyfriend did a score for a short film that was showing in this film festival in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh my God, should I go? They're going to do the red carpet step and repeat.
Cute.
And I was like, sure, if you want to, whatever, dude, it's your life. And then he just had this existential, should I go, should I not? And in my head, I was like, I don't want to tell him that. Go for the fuck of it if you're just like, I want to take a quick trip to LA and have like a tee hee moment. But I'm like, don't go thinking that like you're going to make it in Hollywood suddenly. I was like, I'm not going to say that to you because that's just like a downer thing to say. But he went anyway. And then he was like, yeah, I didn't have to do that.
The answer is always go to the event.
Yeah. And like, you know what? I think going to the events, it just means you open yourself up to more opportunities.
Exactly. I do think, as much as I fucking hate to say it, I think being in the room is really helpful. You know what I mean?
I think you're right. I know you're right. And I still just cannot be fucked. I'm just like, catch my Instagram.
I don't know. I think we have different objectives, though. Because you know fair. I love to like hustle and whatever and not be at peace.
Yeah.
So
I'm not like a networker. Like, I'm interested in talking to people. I just want to like chit chat. Mm-hmm. I'm not there to like network or anything. But
no, networking for its own sake is humiliating. Yeah. That's not what I'm there for.
If I go to a networky event, I always just end up talking to the people I know there.
Of course.
Because I'm just like, yay, my friends.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I should really say hi to some new people. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to talk to my friends.
It's fine. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh, boy. Okay, so we both got sent this massive mailer from Born to Stand Out.
Which is a very voicey brand that was previously not super available in the U.S., I believe. And now they've just entered Sephora.
Yes. So I am wearing Musk X.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, you call anything Musk and I'm like, that's the most basic thing about me is like, I love a Musk.
You're allowed to like Musk.
And this has a little bit of that Xerox fax machine scent to it. A little bit. Tell me if I'm wrong. Oh, it's like on my neck.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's
a nice musk. Like, it's got some texture. It's got a little bit of teeth to it.
Is it a little sweet or no? It felt very not sweet.
Yeah.
On you.
I don't think it's super sweet. I think it's more, like, textury. Like, it's got, like, a little bit of that, like, kind of sandy, suedey texture.
Oh, this is so nice. It's so
really
fun.
It's really nice, yeah.
It does have a little bit of a sweetness to it. One has a little sweetness to it.
Got a little sweetness to it.
This one has a little sweetness to it.
Oh, this is so nice.
But when I smelled it initially, I was like, ooh, it has that kind of, like, fax machine, carbon paper kind of smell to it that I like. I was like, ooh.
I'm angry about something. Remind me to go back to it. Okay. It sort of involves us. This is nice. And you know I don't like Musk, but I appreciate this one.
It's interesting. I don't know literally anything about it because a lot of times when brands send mailers like this, they're not in the boxes. It's just like...
Yeah. For context, we got 10 ml vials in one full size.
But the full size is a fragrance enhancer.
Oh, is it?
It's called Sugar Addict, and it's called a fragrance sweetener.
Sweetener?
Which is honestly kind of a cute idea. Like, instead of enhancing, it's sweetening.
So I don't know a ton about this brand. They're very voicey.
Yeah. Their whole thing is they're like a rebellious perfume brand, and as the name implies, they're worn so you can stand out.
Yeah.
Which I think resonates more in Korea. In Korean culture than it does in American culture, because in American culture, like, standing out and individuality is like the whole thing in America.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and aren't Eastern cultures where fragrance is much quieter?
Yeah, a lot quieter. It's not meant to like choke everybody out or announce yourself. It's meant to just, I guess, be pleasant and like a personal enjoyment.
Yeah.
Okay, so Musk X calls out Ambroxan Musk Sinfonide. What the hell? I don't know what sinfonide is. Oh, wait. There's more. Olibanum resinoid LMR. I don't know what that means. I always wonder why do brands put like...
I don't know. It doesn't...
That terminology that I would know.
It's a flex to the industry, but it's not...
Yeah.
Consumers don't understand, and dumbass podcast hosts don't understand either. I think it's a Givenon thing. I could be wrong.
There's no like R or like TM.
That's so weird.
Okay. Cyst Absolute. Con Candy. Ambroxan... Amber Extreme TM. So that's a trademark thing. Benjoin Resinoid LMR, whatever. Ambrette Absolute LMR. Cocktail of Musk. INC.Cinefied TM.
What the fuck? Like,
don't make me Google Cinefied.
Like, make your notes digestible. No one cares who they came from.
Okay, interesting. Cinefied appears to be a fragrance ingredient often listed as a base note in modern scents, including Givenchy Irresistible, very floral, and niche perfumes like Musk Burn. It is used to add depth and fixative properties in woody, floral, and amber base scents. Okay.
LMR stands for Laboratory Monique Remy.
What?
A premier producer of natural perfume ingredients based in Grasse. So essentially, they were known for supplying 100% pure, natural, and sustainably sourced extract for fine fragrances. So I think it's just meant to mean a natural.
Okay. That's, again, not clear.
Well, yeah. And it's just another moment where it's like, well, you can just say that.
Yeah.
That is quite pretty.
It is pretty. Now that they've said cotton candy, I'm like, I get the sweetness.
I get it. It's a little, it sort of reminds me of Summer Mink, where it's really musky, but there's a little bit of a sweet undertone.
Yeah. Not as warm as, or not as sandy or sweety as Summer Mink.
I totally agree with you. So,
but it's pretty.
Born to Stand Out, again, very voicey. In front of us, we have like Drunk Lovers and Sugar Addict.
Incandescent Cherry.
Incandescent Cherry. Yeah. It's like, it's very that. It's very like Walk of Shame vibe. And like, I don't know. I think it's, I think it's a little heavy-handed, but I also, I do find it kind of refreshing, you know?
I have to keep in mind that the perspective this is coming from is not an American perspective or not a Western perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I personally, and this is an axe that I need to grind at another time and probably not on this show. I don't know. I feel like no one's having fun in fragrance anymore. And I feel like a lot of it is just too fucking serious and too fucking like egocentric. And I say that as an egomaniac, but I'm just sort of like, this is a little heavy-handed, but also,
but it's
like,
it's fun. It has
Thank
a point of view.
God, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone chill out.
The Dirty Rice one is apparently, like, one of their standouts.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because I don't really get rice from it as much.
Okay, I want to smell it.
This might be my impaired sinuses, but I'm not really getting rice as
much. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me. Drunk Lovers, obviously the first one I grabbed for. Yeah. This smells, actually smell it and tell me what you think.
This smells like a Killian fragrance to me.
This smells like Old Spice Fiji to me.
Really?
Yes. Not in a bad way.
I wouldn't know that,
actually,
but
not
I believe
in a bad,
you.
Like, not in a bad way. It sounds derogatory and I don't mean it to be.
It does give men's cologne.
Uh-huh.
It does.
It's much more sporty masculine than I anticipated, but it's nice. It's not what I thought Drunk Lovers would be.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be like boozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm giving That's Dirty so Rice funny. A try.
That's the one that I keep hearing about.
Rice is big.
Rice is big.
Oh.
It feels like it smelled like clean, like quite clean.
Yeah.
A little laundry.
Not even laundry to me, but like powder.
Powder, yeah.
It smells like baby powder, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, there's nothing dirty or rice about this.
It's giving talc. I mean, I'm going to wear it on skin because I am a completionist.
Yeah.
But not. That day is not today.
He's a fundamentalist.
I'm a fragrance fundamentalist. Oh my God.
So there's like white opaque bottles, which are the extract, and then there's the clear bottles, which are, they call them like Eau Intimate, which is
cute.
A cute way to say like it wears close to the skin. I liked a lot of the Eau Intimate ones, the Cuvée Skin, whatever that
Warm
means.
Air.
Warm Air. Warm Air was nice. Hmm.
Well, I've been excited to try, the fuck is this brand called?
Born to Stand Out.
For a while, and so I'm happy that we have so many to choose from, and yet so many more I want to try. Warm Air is beautiful. It's very sunscreeny.
Yeah.
But nice. And like mineral almost. Mm-hmm.
It does give you what it says. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So, I don't know. I was trying to dig through some indie things that I've been wearing my way through, but I'm not quite ready to discuss them. So, I grabbed something that I just thought I would like. So, I'm wearing the new Alice Brooklyn Isla Sirena.
Oh, that's the new one. Mm-hmm. I haven't smelled that one yet.
This is, I don't think that we knew, and I'm not sure that they knew.
Wait,
they were doing
this.
Isles? ISLA? It's with an I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isla.
Isla?
I think.
Well,
I'm thinking of Isla Fisher.
I knew I was fucking that up. Whatever it is, Isla Sirena is sort of in the same world as Miami Nectar and Guava Granita.
Mm-hmm.
I love Miami Nectar.
Yeah.
So much. It's so,
that was a standout.
So fantastic. Guava Granita, I was a little less jazzed on, but it does give you exactly what it promises. This is really cool and really nice. It is sort of like coconut banana vibes. The top is blue Java banana. We'll come back to that. Creamy papaya, sea salt and lime. The mid is coconut water, vanilla orchid, ginger flower. And then the base is vetiver, brown sugar, and teakwood. We're going to continue to see a lot of blue banana in fragrance.
Why is it blue?
I don't know, but I want to know.
Is it a capture?
I don't.
I remember probably 3 years ago, we went to, it was like Givaudan's summer party that they had.
Oh my God, you're right.
And they had the blue banana candle.
Yeah. So this has blue banana. I believe that the Abel Miami
Split
has blue banana.
Yes.
And one that we're very excited about but can't talk about yet has blue banana.
Oh.
So something is afoot. This is quite nice. So like if I loved Miami Nectar and was a little mid on Guava Granita, this is sort of right in the middle, but I'm really happy and surprised by what it's giving. With coconut and banana, it might not be the most unexpected summer fragrance, but it is quite nice. What I was really surprised by when I put it on is there was something very noticeably warm and caramelized about it off rip. And I think to me, it was probably the brown sugar and the blue banana that gave it this really warm, round depth that I wasn't quite expecting from such a beachy summer fragrance. But
they're so good at those,
really
though.
Nice.
I feel like whenever they do what you might think are seasonal, summery, fruity type gourmands, like they have so much depth and complexity to them.
Yeah, this one goes kind of crazy. So it's been on for maybe 2-3 hours now, and it does warm up and dry down to a coconutty summer fragrance with banana, which I suppose is exactly what it is, but it is really nice. I think I liked it a little bit more at the beginning than I do right now, or it was at least a little bit more unique.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. I think it really makes sense in the summer beachy collection from Ellis. And I mean, I'm always quite excited for their new releases, and this is great. However, going back to Musk X, they are discontinuing Super Amber. And I am so sad, probably because it doesn't smell like this.
That was like one of their best sellers.
If it was one of their best sellers, they wouldn't be discontinuing it. You know, I don't know.
I remember that was the most kind of name droppy, like TikToked about scent that I had seen from them.
Wasn't that though like earlier on?
It was quite early. It was probably from like 4 or 5 years ago.
Because I think Super Amber is so much closer to the original Ellis Brooklyn than the Sephora Ellis Brooklyn. Yes, no shade.
Agree.
So I don't know. It's one of my favorites. And it's not that kind of profile that I like at all, but I love it so much. Oy.
I would see that fragrance kind of paired or talked about a lot next to Glossier U.
Like, yeah, but that one's actually good.
The girls who like Glossier U would also like Super Amber. But that's so interesting that they're discontinuing.
I know, I'm so sad.
Yeah.
Although, however, maybe they're discontinuing it to like make room for another Musk.
Maybe.
Or Ambrox.
I'm sure.
Which would be nice.
Yeah. Maybe that era is on a decline. No, people love smelling like nothing. That's a hill I'll die on.
I agree with you.
People love smelling like a beautiful nothing. Speaking of beautiful nothing, I want you to smell these two new Guerlains.
Yes. Before us sit the new Guerlain musks.
Two out of, I think, six. All of which, five of which are Eau de Toilettes, one of which is an Eau de Parfum. I have one Eau de Toilette and one Eau de Parfum, which is called Eau de Tulle, T-U-L-L-E, like a tutu.
Okay.
And the Eau de Toilette is Eau de Cashmere.
Okay.
I was interested also in the Eau de Lingerie, but they didn't send that one. But they're, again, pretty, not anything too crazy.
Okay. How sweet are they?
The Tulle is a little sweeter because it has like almond in it.
Okay.
The Cashmere is giving kind of like skin scent musk. It smells like a rich mom. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Eau de Tulle is pretty.
It's pretty.
Oh, it's...
That's like the orange blossom almond one.
I would never touch this with a 10-foot pole, but it's so... Ooh, maybe I would.
The almond is a really, like, kind of bright, chewy almond, which I like. And maybe that's just from the orange blossom with it.
I'm getting a lot of orange blossom, but not in a way that is repellent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's really well blended to be subtle. Because I think this is their wedding collection, so that's like, scents for your wedding, which I think brilliant marketing, because everybody wants to splurge scent. On a wedding yeah. scent. Yeah. And like the funny irony is that these are cheaper than the other ones because they're eau de toilette.
That's funny.
So it's like, if ever you were gonna upcharge, you would think it would be for the wedding collection.
Ooh, eau de cashmere is not for me.
It's not for you.
But I see it for somebody.
So the eau de tulle they describe as light and delicate as a white tulle veil dancing in the breeze. Blah, 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 blah. Caresses the skin, blah, blah, blah. Blending in a cord of sugared almonds, neroli, and white musk. That tracks, I think. And then the cashmere is like, yeah, a beautiful nothing. Musk, a very like woody, musky nothing.
I mean, cashmere to me doesn't take me to powder, you know? Cashmere to me takes me to warmth.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little odd to me. I would bet you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That they developed the fragrances and then landed on the names independent of each other. Because I think these naming conventions are a really great way to sell musks to like the mainstream.
Yeah.
And then just sort of like connected them. You know, this, and I know this is all subjective, but like this does not bring me to cashmere whatsoever.
No. It would be funny if they were all mods of each other.
I mean, not no.
Yeah. The cashmere, they just say iridescent woody notes nestled in a cocoon of white musk notes. That's all they say. Cool. Go girl. Give us nothing.
Yeah, it is. Go girl. Give us nothing. A couple, I mean, when was that dinner that we went to? The non-dinner for vacation? It was in like the fall.
Yeah, it was in the fall. Maybe it was like November?
I mean, okay, so last fall.
Okay, yeah.
Vacation hosted us at the Standard.
Weird timing, now that I think about it.
Vacation hosted us at the Standard for a dinner, an unveiling.
A fake dinner.
Okay, yes.
There was no food at the dinner.
Yes, Sable. An event that they called a dinner, and it was very secret. They wouldn't tell us what they were unveiling.
Yeah.
And I think we like sort of talked about it on the show, but couldn't say what it was. Mm-hmm. Now we can say what it is because it's out. And they really surprise dropped it.
Yeah, it felt very quick.
So there was, back in the day, this sunscreen called something orange gelée.
Yeah.
And it was an orange gel, and it smelled very citrusy, very spicy.
Yeah.
And people were obsessed with the fragrances. So Vacation has essentially bottled that in an EDP. And then a collection of that and four other flankers that interpret that sort of gelée scent through other lenses.
Yep.
So it's available in a 5-pack right now. And that is quote unquote all we know. But
it's a sunscreen as well.
They already have the orange gelée.
Yeah.
But so this is very within the Vacation universe because, you know, what did they start as? Mm-hmm. They started bottling the fragrance of sunscreen. So now this just makes actually a ton of sense.
Yeah.
So
have you tried the orange gelée sunscreen?
I think I have it, but
it's very oily.
I just like never have my tits out in the sun like that, you know?
I think it makes your skin look so luminously oiled up, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you touch your arm and it's just like sticky.
Right.
Sticky, sticky, sticky.
It's funny because I was unfamiliar with the orange gelée of it all.
Yeah, same.
But the original gelée EDP, which I'm holding right now, is so very up my alley.
Yeah.
It's orange and clove and just spice. Yeah. It's warmer to me than a summer scent. Like, I actually don't even know that I'd want to be in
like
the sun.
I think it's like summer scent as interpreted by the 70s.
Yeah,
so it has this synthetic punch to it. It's got like chest hair or something.
It's really quite deep.
They describe the gelée original with bergamot, clove, saffron, sandalwood, patchouli, and zest Mediterranean.
Hmm. And it is very that. The original was developed by our friend Dana Schmidt,
perfumer at Givaudan.
Who we love.
And Carlos Huber, who like, I want to say project manages, but he's the fragrance consultant for Vacation.
Yeah, I think he's like the consultant.
He's like
evaluator,
the creative director of all the scented stuff.
Exactly. So there is original, and then there are four others. Mineral, Tropique, which I'm probably sure I'm saying incorrectly, Azure, and Vanille.
Yeah.
Vanille. And I cannot remember which ones are my favorite, so we're going to smell through them again.
I feel like you liked Azure.
Yes, I think so.
And you were like surprised that you liked it.
Yes, yes.
And I liked Vanille and was surprised that I liked it.
Let's start with Mineral.
Okay.
So to recap, all of these have the original sort of through line, and then they're
like flankers,
elevated with different notes, different styles, etc. Yeah.
Mineral was done by Christina Christie. The mineral has notes of sea salt, bergamot, sun-dried linen Accord, driftwood, and sage.
This one's nice. Very nice.
I like the mineral because I feel like it kind of cuts the summer.
The spice?
The summer spice.
Yeah.
And it brings it like, it's almost like summer in the city. It brings it like a little bit down to earth.
Yeah, I will say, and I love clove. I love a clove note. And original is full of it.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate that. But, you know, it's not for everyone. It's not for every day.
It's pretty heady.
This, you're right. It does temper it quite a bit. It's in there. It's still very in there, but.
It just grounds it with like a little concrete or something.
The linen. Really sort of wraps around it in a really beautiful way.
What is next?
Okay. Trapique.
Trapique.
This one I think I was not enthusiastic about.
Yeah. This one was done by Adriana Medina, past guest.
Wait, this is great.
Yeah. Past guest on Smell You Later, creator of Victoria's Secret Bombshell. This one has notes of mango Accord, manioc oil, orange flower, and toasted tonka bean.
Okay, this actually slaps.
I was going to say, I'm like, this is like a Tynan cheese under a box trap. Oh, that's so good.
I, for some reason, I thought it was going to be like white floral.
I want to drink this.
Isn't it so good?
This tastes like a mango like smoothie.
It's so bright.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
The
mango really comes out on that.
That's like mouthwatering.
Yeah. Mango, man.
Wow. I love to be wrong. I mean,
I do feel like the mango pulls like quite a bit.
It does.
Like, I do wish like the manioc pulled a little bit more, but that's just my personal preference.
I did wear a couple of these on skin that night just out of pure curiosity. And I do wonder how that would warm up on skin. Mm. But I think it's
I'm sure the dry down would be pretty.
Yeah. It's very now. We're all in our mango era. So.
What's next?
Azure. This is one I think that I liked and I was really surprised. Yeah. Can you tell me what's in it?
Okay, so this was done by Rodrigo, with notes of orange zest, neroli, orange flower, and carnation.
Do not call me.
I love him. He has so many Rodrigo-isms.
I'm perplexed.
Second guesses. Mm. Carnation is interesting.
It is. It's good. Yeah. It's just not what I thought.
He's so good at citruses.
But that has so much floral in it, but in a way that with all the spice, it just sort of balances out to this like, what is this? You know?
This is, I feel like, the most tempered almost.
Really?
It's like, you're right, because it's so middle of the way that anyone who's like orange gelée is way too sweet or way too spicy, I think would like this because it adds that citrus freshness that makes it feel a lot less heavy.
Azure and mineral, I think, are really interesting to me. It's so interesting that just to like take this, you know, Accord profile, whatever the hell, and temper it in this way. That it like almost halves it.
It does. It's like diluted a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to understand were I to come in blind what I would think of those. I like them, to be clear. This is a really interesting thought experiment. I kind of want them to do this with the original.
Same.
You know, let's fuck around with sunscreen. You know?
Okay. So the last one is Gelée Vanille by Caroline Sabas. And this one has, interesting. Also orange zest, vanilla absolute, pink pepper, ylang ylang, and amber.
Ooh. I mean, of course, I like this one. Actually, I think I like this one more than I did that night.
That's really nice.
Isn't it nice? How much is the set of five?
It's $79.
I think this is a great deal.
You get 5 10 ml. Ooh, I really like the vanille.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a great deal.
It is.
$80? Damn.
And for like a fragrance lover, a summer lover, this would be...
A gelée lover.
A gelée lover. You know who has been... waiting for this is
Kara.
Our friend Kara Nesbitt. Yes. She actually like texted me, I swear to God, the day after the event, and she was like, I wish Vacation would make a gelée EDP. And I was like, you are clairvoyant.
Oh, they have a whole collection. I didn't realize. So they have the original orange gelée SPF 30, which is like a gel oil. They have a spray oil. I don't trust spray SPFs personally. I think you still have to blend it. Otherwise you're going to miss spots.
Yeah.
But then there's this photo of like the 30 ml of the original gelée.
30 ml what?
Of the fragrance.
Oh.
I didn't realize that it had its own
30. I think it, as of this, it does.
I see.
Yeah.
That's not on the product page though. They also just came out with, they did a collab with Soft Services.
Who?
Okay, cutting that out.
I'm not. I'm holding that grudge to the day I die.
Never mind. Have you smelled the Vacation Grand Cuvée?
Yes, and so have you, because they were body sprays in our gift bags from the scent swap last year.
Oh, I didn't take home a gift bag.
I did smell.
Yeah.
That one I think is maybe They're all so good. All those three scents are so good.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, that's the champagne one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What else have we? We have, finally, we are able to experience, as of our episode last week with Sniff, they sent us a couple of the Noteworks scents. How many are there total?
There are three.
Oh, okay. So they sent me all of the Noteworks. Yeah. Great. Because we were so curious about them. Mm-hmm. And let's smell.
I have worn my way through these.
Okay.
I am grateful that they sent them for all the reasons that we talked through on the show. You know, I don't think...
I think the bottles are cooler.
The bottles are cooler. I actually agree. Okay. I personally don't think that Sniff needs to do a men's line. I think it's sort of counterintuitive to Sniff, but yeah. Here it is, and that's fine. And I need to say, actually, to... once again, hold myself accountable. I really appreciate that Brian was so game to have that conversation.
He was chill.
That's like exactly what we want. And also, you know, I think the listener knows this by now. We brief our guests on the questions not so they can prepare, but so everyone feels comfortable coming in. Like everyone is a founder who does a podcast a week. Like sometimes you need to warm them up a bit. That to say,
We didn't brief him on that
question. I sort of sprung it on him, and that could have gone either way.
Yeah.
So I really actually do appreciate Brian being so down to chat. So shout out to him. Shout out to Sniff.
I think it shows too that he really did think this through.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't like, what?
Right.
No. Like he was like, no, like it's just like a simple reason.
And it's funny too, because like I don't think he couldn't anticipate that. Like when I sort of started it, he wasn't. You know, sometimes people are like, oh yeah, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
He was sort of like, wait, what's the problem? And so it was a fun conversation to have.
Yeah.
And I really do respect that he was able to handle the feedback because a lot of founders are not. So, yes. So
are like the types of questions I wish we asked more of. And like listeners, we do include these types of questions, and usually the publicists are like, let's 86 that. Like, we don't want to go there.
That is true. I'll also say that it is rare. We rarely get a let's cut number 7, but it has happened. We also sort of anticipate.
I'm also always surprised at the ones I want to cut.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, that's so innocuous. Like,
totally.
Why do you care?
Right, right. We also sort of anticipate which ones they're going to want to slash, but closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah.
What are you smelling, Sable?
Okay, so I'm smelling Clean Getaway. It's the blue one.
This is the one I believe he said a skin scent for men.
Yeah.
This was the one that didn't do a whole lot for me. But it's nice.
I can see why, because it literally is a skin scent that's subtly masculine.
It's like a laundry skin scent.
Yes. I was like, it kind of smells like laundry. It was like a little bit of like a cool water mineral accord. They call out apple rice, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Laundry accord, cimlimalide. I did say that correctly. Orchinox and amberwood.
It actually smells better on the blotter than it did on my skin. And it smelled good. It just, you know, I wasn't like jazzed on it.
It's a very clean. I see like a pressed linen cotton button down shirt. It's very like buttoned up vibe. Yeah. It smells like a clean boy.
So Room for Dessert is the second one. And this is the one that Brian told us was a gourmand for guys. So plot twist, I like it. But I will say, actually, can you read the notes?
So they call out creme brulee accord. Ooh. Strawberry, ambrette, vanilla, cedarwood, and orchinox. Is that like a ambergris kind of?
Jesus
Christ. Oh my God, sorry. I opened it the wrong way. I wonder if that's like an ambergris synthetic.
I don't know.
Orca. Oh, I do like this.
This is nice, right?
This is nice.
And what I like about this is like, yes, me liking a gourmand, you know, surprise. I like the creme brulee accord, and I like the strawberry. It's more creme brulee than strawberry, but you do get a little bit of that sweetness. And I will say,
I get a lot of strawberry, not gonna lie.
On my skin?
Yeah, but it's like a creamy, custardy strawberry.
Yes, yes. Orchinox. So Orchinox is a high-performance, upcycled, and sustainable synthetic aroma molecule, etc. Yes, it's essentially an alternative to ambroxan.
I knew it.
So,
ambroxan? Or?
Mm-hmm. Ambroxan.
Ambroxan is a synthetic, though.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
A more complex standard.
Okay, got it.
To standard ambroxan, characterized by a powerful white crystalline powder with a deep woody amber profile featuring smoky undertones, powdery musk, and a unique salty skin-like sensuality. So
this doesn't read to me as like quote unquote masculine.
Well, what would that mean, Sable?
I mean like
I'm kidding.
The sporty
I'm just being a dick. So on my skin, it was creme brulee with then strawberry and then a lot of ambroxan vibe. I really liked that.
On skin actually.
And like what I noticed about it is, you know how we've sort of been talking about that starchy Bath and Body Works note? Mm-hmm. It's not that. but it has the same sensorial, almost mouthfeel. Sorry, I fucking hate that word, but like, it really does, and I'm trying to dance around the word texture because I feel like we beat that in the ground, but it really has a sensorial feel to it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She just sprayed on skin.
It's really nice on skin.
It's so nice. I really do.
I think this is best experienced on skin.
Yeah.
Because it has the creme brulee. Anything that's lactonic or creamy, I think should be experienced on skin.
But the Ambroxan too, which I find myself like really, really liking more and more, I think really pulls up throughout the wear. Now.
Okay. Now we've got Sunny is a Feeling, the yellow one.
This one, the notes
this one yet.
Are bergamot, mandarin, grapefruit, vetiver, tonka bean, and cedarwood. This one to me is a very classic cologne.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a classic fresh citrus.
Yeah. And I was not looking forward to wearing. I was like, I know what that is. And I guess I do. But what surprised me about it is that it really went more classic than like citrus for the sake of citrus. And I think that this one actually wears the best.
Mm.
It
feels the most balanced in the sense that like nothing jumps out individually as much. Mm-hmm.
This one is like, I mean, it's like a thousand things, but it sort of brings me to, oh my God, what's it called? The Carlisle from D.S. and Durga, which is also a very classic cologne. Yeah. I like that
one
better.
It's like kind of shaving creamish.
This one is really nice. And I was surprised by how much I really enjoyed wearing it, even though I'm not like dying to go back to it. It has this really clean musk that really carries you all day. I was at Firmini's yesterday doing whatever, and the perfumer and I were walking around outside, actually. And when I go out there, I usually wear number one, nothing, or two, actually a little bit of Super Amber from Ellis Brooklyn, because I don't really want to smell like a bunch of shit around perfumers.
Yeah.
I wore very little of this. Yeah. Like one spray on my chest, one spray on my wrists. And 3-4 hours later, we were outside in the open air in the hot ass sun. And she asked me what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. She thought it was something else, but she said, yeah, that musk is really like popping off of you. Ooh. So yeah, I don't know. So again, I am still at odds with Noteworks. However, I appreciate the work here. And I just kind of wish these were sniff scents. I wish they were franchise under sniff for all the aforementioned reasons.
Well, it's also funny to me that the branding of it doesn't read particularly for men. It just looks like a modern brand, you know? I think if anything, it just doesn't read very feminine. I'll just say that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if we're talking, and I'm not a designer, and I will happily tell you that I'm not a designer, but if we're looking at the typeface, it's very impact. And then they have a lid that nods to sniff, but it's metal,
yeah,
which I think is actually kind of a nice touch. It
the
feels
lid's great,
a bit more elevated. So I think, and it sort of gives like off-white to me, honestly, or
interesting.
One of those like genderless but masculine leaning brands.
Yeah.
So definitely not a flop. I just,
it's $74 for 30 mls.
Okay. And sniff is what? 69, 68.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. Still at odds with it, but good sense. Good sense.
I do like the room for dessert one.
Yeah.
The girliest one.
Sweet does not mean girly. Not that it would matter.
Let us have it. Let us have sweet. It's funny because it goes almost a little bit Baccarat Rouge.
No.
A teeny
no.
Bit.
I'm getting something. I think it's all the
it's
bullshit
that we've spread today.
Wait, do you have the Valentino?
Yes. The purple one is in the white one. It should be in front of your face.
I kind of think Valentino, like, all the Born in Roma for men are way better than the women's. I think they're way more interesting.
They read more interesting. But I feel like the Born in Roma franchise is one thing where they're like, I think because the girls have claimed it, they're like, we have to give the girls what they think they want.
Mm.
And for men, they're like, we can go a little bit crazy
here. Of course, of course.
But I got the purple one.
Purple Melancholia, which sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
It made me think of that movie Melancholia.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like,
I can't believe you like this.
I like it, but it's not me at all.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like, everybody has like one crazy party girlfriend that you're just like, oh my God, she's a lot. But then like, you have so much fun with her.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, I forgot. She's cool. She's fun. And then when you're not with her, you're like, oh my gosh, she's too crazy. You're making a face. You know what? I think the one... one of the things that drew me to it is that because this is a plum focused scent, or like they call out plum, I could smell like the Die Hot DNA in the plum. And I was like, my daughter.
My daughter.
But it does give also just like crazy party girl.
It's so weird to me. It is such a weird fragrance to me.
Which is interesting because like with a name like Melancholia, there's nothing melancholy about this.
But also like, what the fuck is Purple Melancholia? You know what I mean? Like it's a complete outlier from the Born and Roma world that they've built. You know, this is a weird one. It's I am happy that it exists for the fun girls like me.
I think they put out one of these Born and Romas once a year. Are they just like running out of theme? It's called, okay, so this is called a warm floral. They call out juicy plum accord, osmanthus accord, rich vanilla. So it's, yeah, it's another floral gourmand.
Did you say floral gourmand?
Well, they call it a warm floral, which might be more accurate.
I think it's a warm
floral. Yeah. Evokes nostalgia, inviting you to unlock your most comforting memories everywhere. That's interesting because I would not agree with that.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What is nostalgic about this?
Nostalgia for what? Comforting memories of what?
Yeah.
Okay, they also call out Jasmine, of course. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's so Julia.
Okay,
so actually, on the nostalgia tip, I agree with you agreeing with me. Because, like, nostalgic for what?
Yes.
It's like, you can't
That's
just,
what I want to know.
You can't just use nostalgia.
Yeah.
I am of the mind as you know, beauty copywriter and brand strategist, that you have to connect nostalgia to something. What are you saying? I do, however, think this gives a little bit 90s body spray.
I was thinking this reminds me of some amalgamation of all those limited edition summer Escada fragrances.
Okay.
That's like nights in Bali or tropical night vacation.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's giving me.
It's tart and sharp on me.
Yeah.
In a way that I'm like, what are you doing here?
It's someone who's a little brash, but has a heart of gold.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think it's so weird. I'm like scared of this fragrance. It's it's fun. It's good. It'll be good for the summer. If you wear this, call in. Tell us about yourself.
The smell does remind me of going out against my will, but also kind of having fun.
I've never gone out against my will. I always have the will.
I always go out against my will.
Where there's a will,
I have fun, that's just a side effect. But they sent me this one, and they sent me the Born in Roma Ivory, which I do actually quite like.
The Ivory collection slaps.
Yeah. That one's like softer. It's like white floral. I'm a lady.
What are we excited to smell? I'm still excited to smell Mugler Angel Blush.
I'm waiting.
If it ever shows up.
If it ever shows up.
They're probably going to clown me again. Third time, it's my fault. Bitch.
I think Kara posted about this.
I fucking posted about it.
You posted. Okay, you posted.
I said, give me the contact. I actually have her publicist contact. Sorry, we're talking Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker is the fuck is she doing?
Reissuing?
No. What am I trying to say?
Releasing?
Reviving her fragrance brand with three fragrances that low-key look like testicles.
They look like neon eggs.
Yeah. Well, they're like chartreuse, pink, and blue.
Yeah.
And they're essentially named as such. I don't know anything about these and I want to.
Yeah. We've always said that SJP, as far as celebrity scents go, they're good standalone fragrances on their own.
Sarah Jessica Parker, I've never said a thing against you. Please come on, smell you later. I think it'd be a really lovely episode.
Do you think she would?
Listen, she stays on Instagram.
She is on Instagram.
She likes, comments back.
Yeah, wow.
So that's why I post. I would never in my life tag a famous person. Humiliating and blockheaded.
Never.
But I was like, she could see this. She stands a chance. So Sarah Jessica, I'm obsessed with you as a Sable. I don't know that to be true, but I'm saying it now. And we would love to interview you about your fragrance collection on our fragrance podcast.
Yeah.
Please join us.
Did they discontinue Stash?
Yeah, because they hate us. I know. Why? It's very accessible online, though. Okay. So no one go buy it up before we do.
Okay.
Everyone loves Stash.
Everybody. Literally everybody I know loves that scent. And then they're so perplexed when I'm like, it's Sarah Jessica Parker. I just say SJP at this point. They're okay. I think I gave one of my bottles to
I don't know where mine went. I don't know. I'm sure in one of my 500 moves it got given away or lost. But
do you want to talk about your perfume blind box?
Yes, but by the time this airs, it'll be done and dusted.
Yeah,
I didn't really think that one through, did I?
I thought it was a great idea.
Thanks. I'm full of them. No, I am doing, by the time you hear this, it'll be gone. Sorry, but it won't be the last time. Tomorrow on Sunday, I'm doing perfume blind boxes. Boxes filled with perfume to benefit the Ali Forney Center. So what I'm doing is I'm grouping them by vibe or note or energy or whatever I decide, and packing up 5 boxes to then, I guess, sell on Instagram stories. There's no better way to say it. And y'all are going to have to trust me on it because they're good, but I'm not telling you what's in it because I don't need any more publicists on my ass. It's blind. All you Labubu bitches, now's your time. You know what I mean? Now that those little rats are out of style, you can buy some perfume for a good cause. So they're going to be $100 each, but I would almost guarantee that the
you're going to get like a shit ton of perfumes.
I probably like $2,500 worth of. I'm giving away 120 fragrances.
Holy shit.
So all proceeds go to the Ali Forney Foundation. I am matching all proceeds. Wow. And I'm also calling for brands to match them.
Yeah.
So don't leave us on red brands because I will start tagging you. Listen, I needed to offload a lot of stuff largely quickly. And I don't want to like sell them one by one. That seems like very labor intensive. So it's like, you know, it benefits me, it benefits you, it benefits many unhoused queer people in need. So we all win, don't we? So it'll be done by the time you hear this. However, I invite everyone to sort of like maybe do the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what a cool, anybody can do this who has a collection that they want to pare down.
Yeah. I might start doing it honestly more frequently because I was sort of thinking about it. I was like, damn, I could like actually, I could have divvied these up and done way more. But I just have so many that it was sort of like, oh, let's just like do a whole thing. So I might do them like quarterly now, which is an idea that I
That's just a great idea.
Yeah. So
we hate clutter.
We hate clutter.
But we love stuff.
And we hate clutter, but we love shopping.
Therefore, this is a common dilemma.
So yeah, I mean, I think a fragrance swap is one great way to offload yourself. But if you find yourself with 120 brand new bottles of fragrance that you don't have time to take to a swap, maybe a blind box is a great way to go. So I hope it's successful. There's a lot of interest. I mean,
people love perfume and people love blind boxes and people love spending money.
They really do. Frankly, I'm sort of jealous of whoever gets these. But yeah, so
cool.
Yeah. Oh, did you get the new Kaelis?
No.
I did.
Did they just like send them to you unprompted?
I always bully them.
Okay.
So yeah, the pear is really nice.
I remember you saying you like the pear.
Kaeli just released a pear and a peach. Pear was really nice. Mm. Kara called it a shampoo-y pear. And I agree with that. It's sort of like the L'Oreal Kids shampoo in a way, not derogatory.
I love that
and
smell.
Honestly, I don't ever need to smell another peach fragrance again, but their peach is like, I really liked it. Like,
they would do a good peach.
They did. It's so if you imagine what it would be like if Kaeli did a peach fragrance, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
But I will say it's very good. It starts off.
Is it like gummy peach or like juice peach?
I think it's knowing them, I would probably say it's a gummy peach. Mm-hmm. However, I do think it's actually more along the lines of like juicy peach. It's really sharp and tart when like off rip, and then it sort of warms up, but it's more of a true peach than the pear is a true pear. I would say the pear is, it's not this, there's no jasmine in it, but it sort of gives you like pear and jasmine.
Oh.
This gives you more like peach and peach, which is nice. It's part of their Eden collection, which also includes apple and lychee. I
like how they did that like with their fruits. They just made it a themed collection.
Yes, and they're all translucent bottles. Eden is not my favorite expression of Kaeli. I sort of like more of the surprise, gourmands, or even like the deep spices.
Yeah.
But I know there's certainly a market for it and really, really nice.
Nice. What was the... Did they do anything before that?
The musks.
Oh, right. I'm like looking at their Instagram and they're pushing the Love Fest Burning Cherry because of Coachella.
Oh, funny.
Coachella, like, I'm glad that I've aged out of caring about that.
I can't believe people, are going to Coachella.
Nobody I know who goes to Coachella has done so because they bought a ticket. Yeah. It's like literally always because a brand sent you.
But I also feel like this year, everyone's at Coachella again, brands and civilians.
Like more than ever.
More than ever. I'm like,
I keep seeing our like beauty media colleagues being like, thank you so much, Magnum, the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, EOS lip balm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, opticals.
Which, so like, funny. That's a way to do it. Shout out to all those girls.
At the Magnum XI Optical House.
Right,
it's
right.
So funny.
At the Motrin House.
Yeah. There was a Motrin house.
Which is, so like, funny. Kind of hysterical, actually. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, I feel like Coachella has been such a non-starter for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And now, I guess, all of a sudden, people decided it was cool again.
I don't think they decided. I think just brands put a shit ton of money, invited influencers who just post.
But even that, though, it's like this wasn't happening for the last couple of years. Like, what changed, you know?
Well, I mean, there was a pandemic.
That didn't stop many people from many things.
That's true. I don't know. I only went to Coachella once in 2018 because for work. Sephora sent me, well, I guess Sephora and or Allure sent me. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was old man yells at Cloud. What? It's too hot.
I can see that.
That was me. But yeah, had I gone now with all these brand activations, who knows? Maybe it would have been a different experience. Maybe. But I don't think that's our... Like, I was listening to the Los Angeles episode where they were talking about how they both went to Coachella.
I need to listen to that.
And just, like, the details of everything and the specificity, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I think I'm good on that.
I'm good.
And man, you know I love to be outside, to step out, but I don't, you know, I don't know.
I don't like being in the middle of a desert where you can't leave.
I think
Yeah. That's the whole you can't leave thing is, I don't like that.
It sort of seems like the beginning of a Jordan Peele film.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. But happy Coachella to all who celebrate.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Exactly.
Drink
Stay
water.
Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Wear sunscreen.
Don't do Molly. The sun is out. We should end.
We need to end this. Thank you so much for listening yet again to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast. You can find us at our website, smellyoulater.live, where you can leave us a voice note or find our cozy merch. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I am at Sable Tooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.